positive, negative, and neutral forces in the universe. The negative force is the same as tamaguna, and the positive is sattvaguna. However, there is another force, rajaguna, which has no polarity and is neutral. But it is this force that creates movement in the universe, consciousness. The movement or desire, rajaguna, arises in the consciousness. According to the dominating force, positive or negative, the consciousness is bent toward that polarity. If the tamaguna, negative force, is dominating, the consciousness is bent toward the crudifying, hell, tendencies. But if the positive force, sattvaguna, is dominating, it is bent toward happiness, joy, and freedom, heaven. However, in the state of complete objectivity, pure consciousness, the consciousness becomes a witness entity. The desires, rajaguna, arise and evolve into negative and positive aspects in the universe, but the consciousness itself stays untouched by these activities and free from any influences in the universe. In such a state, a person becomes involved in busy activities while always knowing he is not the activity and the doer, but merely observes them as they proceed. He only learns from those activities without being affected by them. Such a state has been called by many names, such as being centered, pure consciousness, witness consciousness, etc. In our greatest sign and hush sign, it is the state in the very center of the signs, where a person is beyond any influences out of that center. It is only in this center that a consciousness knows all and perceives all with complete freedom and detachment. Such a person might come out of this center once in a while just to accomplish some objectives and or learn some new lessons. But it is only in this center that the significance of all things, including his activities, can be fully perceived. That is why meditation is helpful to clarify the situation of a person, because the process of meditation is to take one away from the influences of these forces to the center or state of objectivity of the soul. Only in this center can a person clearly see the truth. But those who have not mastered the influences of these forces will be under their influences any time they come out of their meditation. But as they practice and realize this process of becoming objective and then involved in activities and losing their objectivity, little by little they will master themselves and will not be affected by these forces, even in the middle of busy activities. They will stay centered and objective in all situations. However, without knowledge of the eternal divine path, this awesome power might be misdirected and misused, thus bringing suffering to the person and others. But by understanding how this knowledge and energy should be utilized, such a person can be beneficial in the progress of the universe toward its goal.